You follow me? So I'm founded in Christ, but I'm rooted and grounded in love. So my roots go down in. The foundation that I'm built on is Christ, and the roots that dig down deep is the love of God that can never fail. Come on. Joe, you build stuff. This is like a serious building. This thing ain't falling, right? Yeah. So you also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Wow, verse 9. Let's just keep reading. I hear in my heart to just keep reading. Don't you like this? We just open our Bible and go for it. Do not grumble. Ugh. Do not grumble against one another. Or groan against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. There's a reason you don't have to grumble against one another, because even if somebody's missing it, you have to guard your heart, protect your heart, and keep living for the kingdom, and you pray mercy on whatever you are tempted to groan about. But it's never about you personally. It's about Christ. It's about the kingdom of God. It's never about you. If it becomes about you, you're a sitting duck. You'll be taken out in no time. If you're touchy, you'll be touched. It's simple. And that's why we need to die, deny ourselves, pick up our and follow the master. You can't be touchy. You can't even have a reason to grumble. It doesn't matter. He said, she said. It doesn't matter how wrong somebody is. Being right doesn't make it right. It's remaining righteous. Amen. You know, you owe no man anything but to love. You get this? So we don't grumble against one another. See, if we start grumbling against one another, there's a self-righteous trap there. There's a comparison trap there. There's a judgmental trap there.